G'day, g'day. Welcome back to yet another episode of Simply Complicated. If you tuned in to last week, which I know hundreds of you did, which BTW, totes thanks, I am very glad to say that I have returned to my original podcasting editing platform. Didn't love it. Did not love my ability, and also my tech skills are not the best. So we have returned to the original platform. It's so much easier for me to manage. Things are going to be far smoother again. We are back in flow and we are just letting it be easy. So love that for us. This morning I woke up and I had a mad epiphany and everything just sort of fell into place. And I'm like, you know what? I am not just going to talk about it and gatekeep this for myself. I am going to bring it to my people. My people being my amazing community here at Simply Complicated. So if you have been giving your power away and spending far too much energy, whether consciously or subconsciously, on things that are outside of your control, or giving your power away to people that, you know, possibly don't actually deserve it, or just things that are just not, you know, worth your brain space, then I think that you are going to get a kick out of this episode, because so often we complicate it and sometimes we just need a little reminder to check in and see where we are placing our frequency and who is getting our energy, and a little pivot to bring it back to where it belongs. So let's kick this little episode off with a bit of a reminder on the backstory and why I feel like I can speak about this whole area of our mindset, about anxiety and embodying all of the things that come with that with such authority, is because I have been living alongside anxiety as one of my backup dancers since I think I would have been about 14. I am now 41. So it's like solid, this relationship I have with anxiety. I know it so well, but I didn't always. So my teenage years were just a roller coaster of feeling okay about things and then not feeling okay about things. I was so unwell with anxiety. We didn't know that's what it was though. No one was talking about it back then. It was just a whole lot of feelings and intensity and fear around so many things, but none of it made sense. Now, thank goodness, we have organizations everywhere. We have coaches everywhere. We have people visiting schools. It's like, it's gone full 180. And I love that, for the fact of the verbal and the words and the language that we have for our little people growing up, so that they are not gonna have to go through these emotional like windmills where it's just going round and round and round, without people perhaps picking up on what it actually was and making it okay. So early teenage years, bit of a shit show. Early, like 20s, when there was alcohol involved, mate, it definitely was not great. I was a high functioning anxious person. I was still working. I was still showing up in the world. I, you know, was doing all of those things. However, I was not good. I was not good at all. I was working over it, drinking over it, partying over it. I was just a hell in a handbasket, really. It just makes me shudder to think. Oh my goodness. Anyway, all a part of the story, and we're okay with that. I am grateful for all of those experiences. Like, I'm not just saying that, where people go, I'm so glad of the person I was because I am the person I have become. No, I genuinely mean I'm glad that I lived that life, because I could not be more excited about not living that life had I potentially never done that and never had those experiences. But anyhow, I turned my life around and started making different choices. Instead of coming home at 5 a.m., I was getting up at 5 a.m. Moved into personal training, and that was one of the best pivots I have ever had. Worked with thousands of women in that area, and I absolutely loved it. But I found that all of the conversations that I was having with the women that I was training, so much of it came down to the way that they were seeing themselves, the habits that they were creating and that they had created, and the thoughts that they were choosing to live by each day. Then I moved into wellness coaching, mindset coaching, and it wasn't until my first son was born where the rubber really, really met the road and my anxiety hit fever pitch, and we actually found out that that's what it was. It was anxiety. And that is where I started a whole other chapter of my life where I was going to learn how to thrive alongside anxiety. It became what I would call my superpower. I have walked hundreds of other women through, thousands actually, if you count all of the people who have got my books, into how to do the same. Because everything is relative, right? The way that we choose to view these things within our world and these instances and these chapters that we're in create the world that we're living in, right? Right. So bring us up to speed. I have been in this field and coaching women for 11 years now. So bully for me. That's great. But a few weeks ago, I noticed, and it's got to do, there was like some other things going on within my life and personal life and some things ending and closing out the loops and all the rest of it, but so much discomfort within my body. And I know what it is. It's not my first flipping rodeo. I start to get the tight chest, I have the churny tummy, and what once sort of, you know, I seen as a massive invitation to sit down and figure it all out, now I just know that's what it is, and I know that the answer is going to come in time. And what I do double down on is making sure that I am taking extra care of myself, right? But even though I'm grounding myself in, like making sure that my sleep is really rock solid, even though like we have a choice, like I'm just making sure that I'm going to bed properly, I am making sure that I'm fueling my body really well, blah, blah, blah. However, the undertone of the last few weeks has just been a gentle form of unrest within myself, like discomfort, tight chest, churny tummy. Now you add to that that we have been in an eclipse season. We have had Mercury doing her thing and she's retrograding. I am also a cardinal sign, which means I am the front sign of my little posse, which is the water sign. So I am a Cancer, and apparently in this Aries full moon we have like been put through the ringer with this eclipse season. So all of this is going on, full moons and blah 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 blah, so everything can be justified, right? And I believe in all of that. I do. I believe in the celestial power of astrology. And, you know, I you know what, I'm going to see if I can get this amazing astrologer and human design gal on here, because she's wonderful. And I also just had, I bought myself for Valentine's Day a full soul guide, is S-O-L, soul guide reading, so that I have a full understanding of my astrological chart and my human design, and I can understand where all of the things are and what they all mean. Because when people start talking about houses and things like that, I just go like, doink, does not compute. Anyhow, moving back, everything was figureoutable, like everything, I could point the finger on it. But I also, you know, was just cruising along, and I just really held faith that if I keep showing up and keep doing the things, it's going to pass. This feeling is going to pass, some clarity will land, and I just have to keep showing up for myself, for my family, just keep doing the things. And that's really hard, hey, because I know the instance and the inkling that when the shit is hitting the fan, nervous system wise, and when you are thinking all the things and feeling all the things, you want to fix it, right? Our gut instinct is to go, well, this is terrible, how do we change this? And look, there is amazing tools, and you will know, I really want to encourage you to start to pay attention to what it is that you need, to gather all the tools for your particular toolbox and draw on what it is that you believe that you need at that particular time and go like Godspeed with that. I think that is probably my role in terms of the way that I coach now, is to support you in coming back to you rather than, you know, you seeking outside of yourself. And this is where I have landed today. I woke up today with so much pep in my step and I was like, gee whiz, that's the politically correct and PG version of where I'm at. Golly gosh, gee whiz. I have been putting so much emphasis and giving so much power away to the uncertainties that are surrounding me. And I forgot that I am the queen of the castle and this ship is mine. I get to choose. I get to choose where my energy goes. I get to choose how much power I give to the external forces of this world. And at any given moment, I get to change direction and call back everything that is mine and call back all of my inner power and choose to drop a pin at this moment, so to speak, and plot out how I want to be, how I want to feel, what I want the rest of this year about. And I get to do that any forking time that I feel called to. And that is where we landed this morning. Gotta tell you, what a forking relief. Because I even have sent my mum, who, bless her, remind me to share a poster of the Easter tree that she created for Easter. Look, this is not her zone, but she is also a very safe space for me to land. But I've texted her a few times going, am I ever going to feel normal again? Is this going to pass? Can someone please tell me? Do you think I will ever feel okay again? Is what I have written her recently, like last week, I think. And thank goodness I do feel okay. But I also know that I'm really excited to feel okay because I know how fleeting it can be. I know that life has a funny way of destabilizing us often. And now that we have the podcast back, I will share more about what has been happening with the last few months. My amazing parents have had health issues. My dad's had some falls. He had a stroke. Like, it's all been a thing. All of this is going on outside of the world of the tiny squares on social media, and everything is going okay. The world has righted itself in that element, and everything's under the seemingly under control. So that's okay. But yeah, I was like, am I ever going to feel okay again? And it's such a welcome relief to go, yes, but it requires action, right? Whenever we move through these things, and if you are someone who is in the thick of it and you are unsure and you are not feeling like, you know, you're not feeling like yourself and you are the one who is ready to ask, will I ever feel okay again? My answer is yes, you absolutely will feel okay again. Keep showing up for you. Keep doing what it is that you know is going to support you, whatever that is, and keep moving forward. Some days that might be, if you can, it means staying in bed all day. It means binging your favorite Netflix show. It might mean that you reach out to a girlfriend and ask to go for a walk. It might mean that you go on Pinterest and find some meals that are going to be super nourishing. It might mean that you research that course that you wanted to do, whatever it is. You know what is right for you and just keep doing the things. But if we are talking about a wellness, you know, like situation, keep doing the things that you know will support you when you probably don't feel like doing them the most. Do it for the after. Move your body for the after. And it needs to become as much a part of your lifestyle as it is cleaning your teeth. Create the non-negotiables for yourself. Okay. So, had the realization this morning. Still woke up a little bit sleepy, not feeling 100%. But I was like, no, I need to go for a run this morning, which is also a new thing for me, guys. Like, I'm not very much a runner. But I'm like, no, who do I want to be? Who do I want to be? How do I want to feel in this world? And I'm like, I want to feel like I've done something this morning. This is early, guys. This is really early. I want to feel like I've moved my body. I want to feel like I'm large and in charge. So that meant going for a run. So that was the first step. I put on my shoes. I set the kids up, put on my shoes, out I go. And as I'm on that walk, I'm like, on that run, I'm like, what do I want my next few months to be about? Because I was feeling so like, I get the runner's high. Like, this can be whatever you want it to be. It might be dancing. It might be, I don't know, like, is it a bar class? Is it Pilates? Is it swimming? Is it whatever it is? Insert appropriate form of movement that brings you back to yourself in there. And I'm sure I'm not going to be running all the time, but that is what I felt like doing today. Then it dawned on me, and I just, like, you've got to take these little intuitive hits and these little words of, you know, inspiration and these questions that pop up. When you're doing the thing, listen for the glimmers. Look for the glimmers, listen for the whispers. That is your guidance. That is your intuition. And it comes through when you're feeling clear. Often when you're like driving, you might be cooking, when you're, you know, doing something that's seemingly mundane, don't ignore the whispers. And one of the questions was, what do I want to be about? That was the thing. How do I want to feel? What do I want to be about? And I was like, I want to feel strong. I want to have a focus. I want to have a plan. I don't want to be waiting around for other people to say yes. I don't want to be waiting around to be chosen. I don't want to be waiting around for someone else to show up to make my life have meaning. I want something to be excited about. I want something that is going to challenge me. I want something that scares me just enough to make me go, uh-oh, but also excites me enough to encourage me to build this self-esteem and my life around something that I know is incredibly healthy. And so I am looking at some different events. I am finding things that are happening and I am staggering them throughout the year, things that I've never done before. And I'm going to say yes. I'm saying yes to myself. I'm saying yes to living outside my comfort zone. I'm saying yes to feeling fresh and strong and having fun along the way. And that is going to look how it looks. And so, as always, to bring it back to you, this is your invitation to ask yourself, what do you want to be about? What do you want your days to be about? And this is obviously outside of our roles as mom, our roles as best friend, our roles as wife or girlfriend, or whatever your employee role is. Outside of the roles that we occupy, us personally, us as women, us as people, what do we want to be about? And how do we want to feel? And then what do we need to do to move the needle in that direction each day? And if this feels so far from who you are and who you want to be, small steps. Like, we become the women that we want to be by what we do today. The things that we do today help us move towards who we are tomorrow. It's not rocket science, hey? Like, it's really not. It doesn't need to be complicated. You just need to show up for yourself. You need to work out who you want to be in this world and then start doing the things that will allow you to be that. Doesn't that just kick you in the pants? Like, I hope that gives you the invitation to let it be easy. Let it be not so freaking complicated, because it doesn't have to be. The relationship that we have to ourselves starts with self-inquiry and awareness, right? Awareness of who we are, self-inquiry about where we want to be, and action about, like, that's going to get us there. Okay, so it's three things, right? Awareness, self-inquiry, and action. Each of us has the absolute badass potential to get that moving and happening today. Let it be easy, my friends. Who do you want to be and how do you want to show up in the world? Now, what are you going to do about it? I am so glad that you chose to pop this into your ears today. I am so glad that I got to hang with you on this drive or your walk or cooking or whatever it is. If you like this episode, thank you so much. And I would love for you to leave a review or let me know or share this with your friends, because you know what? I am all about the sisterhood as well. So have the most amazing week. I appreciate you so much. Mwah!